Hang on. Me and Marvin Gaye got a message for you. I don't own good days to any of this Kenny Hodge podcast audience, but together, here's the message. This is your man, Kenny Hodge, and believe me, I've got a show for you today. I'd like to start today's show off with a message to the Ron DeSantis campaign, particularly in Florida. And that message is, fuck your whole campaign and your concept of banning books to hide black history. Now, before I start the podcast, it's important to understand this will sound like a black issue, but it's a national issue. And I want you to keep that in mind, because this is not about division. This is about addition. You got to understand, our history is our history. If you don't know where you came from, then you are in danger of repeating the same cycle. You see, when it comes to black history, the history of black American in America is a very rich history. I understand why people not of color would be ashamed of that history, because it's some repugnant shit that people of color had to go through and still go through, but not to the same extent, trying to assimilate to the land that we were forced to come to. You see, when you stop teaching black people about black history, see, this is what you don't teach them. You don't teach them that Egypt, the mother of all civilization, see, that's in Africa. Oh, no, we can't have them understand that. See, we don't teach them that black people came from kings and queens, so that DNA will never leave you. But those who oppose the education of black people in America, and I'm particularly talking about the concept of banning books from presidential candidate DeSantis, again, another attempt at putting the foot of the nation only on the neck of black people. I don't see in the book banning where you're banning the history or the history of the Jewish people, the Chinese people, the Italian people, other people who came to this land as indentured servants as opposed to slaves. You see, if you are successful and banning books in Florida, Ron, then you're going to try to do that with the rest of the nation. And it's just another lie. One of the things that anger me most about this campaign in Florida being led by DeSantis, it is his intention to teach people that there were benefits from slavery. Black people were given additional skill sets because of slavery. And I want to tell you, I don't know where you ever could arrive at such blatant disrespect for a culture of people. Are you saying also that Jewish people benefited from the Holocaust? I don't understand when I put this in comparison, when you try to teach people that what the nation did to black America was a benefit. See, here's a latent function of that dumbass shit that you once taught. You now make non-black folk think that instead of slavery being horrible, black people should be happy that you put them in slavery so you learn those trade skills as per presidential candidate DeSantis' policy. See, this is just Ludacris at its best. And I want to say to the nation, again, this isn't a black issue. This isn't a white issue. This is just a dumbass issue. When you attempt to hide the history of the nation or twist it to a point that what was understood to be horrible is now acceptable. No, the nation, we cannot allow that to take place. And again, I remember when they wanted to ban the book, Mark Twain's book, because it had the word nigger in it. You see, that's what non-black people call black people. Niggers, that's what you were
to them.
So when you write history from that period of time, to leave the word nigger out, see, now you're changing history. Now you're giving the appearance, or you're trying to sell the fact that we were somewhat equal. We were not equal as a people then. So everybody need to put your antennas up. In this whole book banning that's going on right now, you need to have a voice about it. Talking to America. That horrible shit happened to black people. And it should be read, and it should be taught. Only from our past can we gain knowledge that's going to give us a much brighter future. But if we continue to hide the fact of the atrocities that black people went through and still go through in North America, then we are saying latently that we still don't give a fuck about people of color, and we never will. Join me as I join Vice President Harris in an attempt to spread this word throughout the nation. Our history is our history, and as convoluted as it may be, it still should be taught. And to people of color, understand the attack that's coming at you and your history. And the only reason I say people of color, because you need to work twice as hard trying to spread the message that we can't erase what happened. We can make it so much better. And I want to say it has gotten so much better. Nowhere near where it should be, but so much better. But it's a part of our culture. It's a part of history. And to Ron, I like to say, let's make a trade. How about we teach real black history and stop teaching people Christopher Columbus discovered America? Is that a fair trade? Hey, this is Kenny Hodge on the podcast. I'll talk to you when I talk to you.
Where I have all.